A plan for dirty diesels.
VW could buy back some vehicles.
GOP leaders look ahead.
Trump advisors will show them how Trump can win the nomination.
Birthday. Fit for a queen. Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. Volkswagen is set to meet a judge's deadline today to spell out when it will fix diesel vehicles that were designed to cheat on emissions tests and how it will compensate hundreds of thousands of owners. Here's Jeff Gilbert of WWJ Radio Detroit.
A settlement would be a start towards solving a number of lawsuits against Volkswagen, says Kelley Blue Book analyst Matt DiLorenzo, but he says more still has to be done. For one thing, VW doesn't yet have a plan to fix the dirty diesels.
It's going to be a very complicated fix, I believe, and that's why it's taking such a long time.
Volkswagen is not commenting on reports that owners of the diesels will get $5,000 payments. Jeff Gilbert, CBS News, Detroit.
In Japan, authorities raided a Mitsubishi assembly plant a day after the automaker apologized for falsifying fuel efficiency data. The company's stock fell around 20% in Japanese trading today. Now to Maryland, where Republican presidential frontrunner Donald Trump turned his attention to a possible fall showdown at a campaign rally.
We are going to beat crooked Hillary.
The way the delegate battle is shaping up, Trump rival Ted Cruz warns of a contested GOP convention.
I'm not going to reach 1237, and Donald Trump is not going to reach 1237.
CBS's Major Garrett is covering a Republican meeting in Hollywood, Florida.
Kasich and Cruz were here personally yesterday to make presentations about how they think they would be the best nominee for the party. And some of Trump's top advisors will be here tonight with a presentation showing RNC members how they believe they can secure the nomination outright and avoid entirely a contested convention. So a lot of it right now is conversation about where the Republican Party finds itself and what its prospects are between now and the July convention.
In Washington, we turn to CBS's Pam Coulter as a compromise seems to be emerging on funding to battle the Zika virus.
Steve, 2 months after President Obama asked for almost $2 billion to fight Zika, Republicans are circulating a smaller funding package, $1.1 billion to stop the spread of the virus and work on a vaccine. One key GOP lawmaker said they could act on it this week. The administration's already used $600 million in Ebola funds to fight Zika. Mosquitoes that carry the virus, which causes severe birth defects and neurological damage, could spread to 30 states this summer. Steve?
Well, President Obama's at a regional summit in Saudi Arabia. CBS's Margaret Brennan is covering.
Meetings focused on how to counter an explosion of Mideast violence that they believe is being fueled by longtime foe Iran.
It's always a pleasure to see you.
The U.S. brokered nuclear deal has also made rulers here deeply suspicious of President Obama's intentions. Saudi leaders in particular feel he has jeopardized their status as America's key ally in the Middle East.
Amid a social media uproar, ESPN has fired one of its top baseball analysts. Here's CBS's Heather Bosch.
That's the first strikeout of the night for Curt Schilling.
Schilling is now out at ESPN. The former All-Star pitcher fired for reposting an image on Facebook that Sid Ziegler with Outsports.com says is
literally the most grotesque, transphobic thing I've ever seen on social media.
The overweight man in a blonde wig with revealing clothing included the comments, "Let him into the restroom with your daughter." Schilling criticized those who were offended by the post.
And ESPN had nowhere else to go at this point.
Last year, Schilling was suspended for a month after a Twitter comment that compared radical Muslims to Nazis.
Prosecutors say the criminal charges against three people in connection with the Flint water crisis is just the start of it. City Councilman Eric Mays is looking for others to pay the price for allowing high levels of lead to flow through the taps.
I expect that you will see bigger people and bigger names charged based upon the facts that we know.
Residents living near two flood control dams in Houston have been told to keep an eye on rising water there over the next several days. Flooding is expected. High water has already caused plenty of damage and is blamed for at least 8 deaths. The Treasury says the new $20 bills with Harriet Tubman's image on the front will likely be in circulation by 2020. The historic change announced yesterday pays tribute to the African-American woman who was born a slave and led the Underground Railroad as an abolitionist. Tubman descendant Valerie Minocki of Cambridge, Maryland, was asked what she would do with the first Tubman 20 she gets her hands on.
Probably kiss it first, see if it's real. I might even go to the bank, see if it's cashable. But then I'm going to save it.
There will be redesigns on the back of the $5 and $10 bills, too. Overseas.
Happy birthday to you.
Britons are celebrating Queen Elizabeth's birthday.
At 90, Queen Elizabeth has weathered crises like the death of Princess Diana and reigned through the social revolutions of the 1960s and beyond. Her grandson, Prince William, telling the BBC she's been a shining example to him.
It's about representing timeless values. You've got to mix the traditional with the modern, and I think that's something she's done extremely well.
Gun salutes like this one ringing out across the UK today for Britain's longest reigning monarch, and now also its longest lived. Vicky Barker, CBS News, London.
For college seniors, the big day is fast approaching, and after graduation, many armed with diplomas will pound the pavement in search of a job. CBS's Allison Keyes on the Outlook.
Michael Irwin at Career Builder says its recent survey has great news.
67% of employers that we talked to said that this year they are going to be actively recruiting recent college graduates.
Why is this the best outlook since 2007?
I think that we continue to see the economy improve.
And that means more jobs will be available.
The Olympic flame was lit today in Greece. Now it's off on a 15-week journey to Brazil. The Rio Summer Games are due to open August 5th. The pro wrestler known as China was found dead yesterday in her Southern California home. China, real name Joan Lohrer, was a TV star in the 1990s. Sometimes she wrestled against men, dubbing herself the ninth wonder of the world. The cause of her death is not clear. She was 46 years old. No question, communication between parents and kids is crucial. But as we hear from CBS's Jim Shenavy, it's just different now.
According to a new report, the average parent spends more time communicating with their kids via smartphone than they do face-to-face. The study found that parents typically send 5,800 texts and 260 emails to family members in a year. Now, that works out to an average of 16 texts and 5 emails per day. Add in an average of 8 phone calls and 8 social media posts. But most of today's parents spend less than an hour of FaceTime with their kids on a daily basis. Jim Shenavy, CBS News.
16 months from today, the first total eclipse of the sun will be visible in parts of this country for the first time in 4 decades. A 65-mile-wide path from Oregon to South Carolina will provide the best view. An astronomy convention's already reserved the largest hotel in Casper, Wyoming. That's the World News Roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.